You're listening to Shockwave News right here on RSS.com. Go to RSS.com/Shockwave News. That's RSS.com/Shockwave News. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Folks, thanks for tuning in. In case you're new to Shockwave News is the best alternative news site, which is not affiliated with any other news site or mainstream media. And again, we broadcast news headlines and current events from all over the world. And Shockwave News, the podcast, is solely owned and operated here by yours truly, Eric James Erb, with no external financing, support, advertisement, or otherwise. And occasionally, folks, this podcast has elements of AI-created content. If you could support us, if you like what you hear and you could support us, so I can continue and we can continue making all kinds of thought-provoking content that our subscribers like. And then, of course, I have links down below if you want to participate and if you would like to support us. Anything, folks, anything would definitely help. It helps keep us on the air and from week to week. It's greatly appreciated. Okay, let's get into today's podcast, folks. And again, today's podcast, the news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Very interesting article. I wanted to put this one out there. I see that the Trump government and or should I say Trump Elon Musk government here in the United States is firing multiple people. They're pushing things. Some of it's good, some of it's not good right now. And again, you just have to use your own discretion and just decide what is good and what is not good. Firing worthless, useless, piece of crap government employees, that's useful. Going ahead and trying to do away with the whole entire Department of Education, I don't know about that, folks. I don't know about that. I'm conservative by nature. However, the last election, I just said, screw it, screw both sides. I've been independent for over 4 years, and that's the way it's going to stay the rest of my life. I'll be an independent. Sometimes I don't have use for either party, to be honest with you, because the political system in this country in the United States is fucked up, and that's all I'll say about that. So let's get on with today's podcast. It's very, very, very interesting. I hope you find it interesting. And it's regarding the mandated digital ID. And the article is from naturalnews.com. And it's very interesting. And the article starts out, the headline reads as follows: what would you do when you can't buy or sell anything on the internet without your UN, and notice I said UN, mandated digital identity chip? It's very, very, very interesting. Imposing a mandatory digital identification on every nation and the entire planet has become the primary goal for the globalist elite. And they want a digital ID so they can track you, trace you, even see how many times you get out of bed, how many times you snore, how many times you have sex, no matter what. Every time you go to the bathroom, that's what they want. They want to track every second of every minute. This isn't going to happen tomorrow, but eventually that's the plan, to get virtually everyone in the world into the system. If not the global elite get their way, a time will come when you will not be able to buy or sell anything on the internet without logging in to your UN mandatory digital identity chip. You won't be able to go to school, get a job, or open your bank account without a UN mandated digital identity chip. Either, in essence, you will become a complete and utter outcast from society. And now this goes back to Revelation and the Bible. Those people that do not or will not take the chip, cannot buy, sell, or trade, he that have the mark and the number of his name, and let that be 666. So in other words, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade or anything. And again, that's mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. And that's scary, folks. And I know what people are thinking right now. They're like, Eric, you're full of shit. No, I'm sorry. That's not it at all. I'm just simply looking at the reality of what is soon to come. If you think Trump being installed as president was just due to voting and this and that, and running against somebody, a loser like Kamala Harris, you're full of crap. You have no idea how politics and how the real world works. Trump was installed to get the MAGA crowd, the majority in this case, on his side. And again, everything is for show, but he wants to convince everybody, because Trump is very convincing. Don't forget, Trump was in real estate. Trump had his own show there in the 90s. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, blah, 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 blah. And again, then they would go to work for Trump and then try to manage his properties and everything. That was a very long-lasting show. That lasted 10 years, by the way. Trump had that TV show, and he was the star of the TV show. Trump's used to being an actor, so Trump knows how to play the game. He knows when to be serious. He knows when to act. He's an all around person that they need, i.e., the global elite, to pull this off. And I've told people, if the United States, they don't get the United States either roped in here or force us to collapse or do something crazy, they're not going to get the rest of the world. Until the U.S. falls, or when something happens to the U.S. and the U.S. has to roll over and therefore give in to the elite and the U.N. policies and everything with the digital ID, it's not going to work. And so they know they have to take us out. That's just a simple thing. And again, this goes back to September 2018, the United Nations established the UN Legal Identity Agenda Task Force. They established a task force inspired by the Secretary General's determination to tackle the global problem of statelessness affecting more than 10 million people worldwide. Well, that's a small number, considering we have over 8 billion people in the world. 10 million is like a drop in the bucket. I'm sorry to say that, folks. That's not that many. And again, the larger issues of lack of identity, the Secretary General committee, and this is going back to 2018, mandated, the deputy secretary general to convey a UN entities to develop a collaboration with the World Bank Group, a common approach to a broader issue and registration and legal identity. So basically, that's what they want to do. One of the responsibilities of this task force was implementation of the UN LIA at the regional and national level, following comes from the official UN website, to oversee the implementation of the UN LIA in a regional level, to develop and maintain a normal work-related UN environment, to fully engage fundraising advocacy for the communication of the UN LIA. And so this just goes on and on. The United Nations program is on the ground in 170 countries and territories, and they have become one of the key agencies that is now working to advocate and advance this agenda. So you have to understand this, folks. They're going to push this shit regardless, and they're going to push it, and they're going to push it hard. And you have to understand, again, if you don't take their chip, their digital ID, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. And so I'm not taking the chip. I can tell you that right now. They can go fuck themselves, really. But again, there are people, there are millions and billions of people that are lined up for this, just like anybody else. It's the herd mentality. The herd, all the cows, there's the herd mentality. They simply don't care. Nobody wants their deal rocked. They don't want their mainstream agendas, plans, schedule, lifestyle rocked. So they just go along with everybody, and they don't realize this has taken away any and all of the little freedoms you have left. And again, this is why they want to do this. So again, it's crazy, you know. So what would happen, let's say, during a long-term global emergency such as a pandemic? Would everybody be required to register for assistance with their national governments? Then another reason is they give us a digital identification as necessary for identifying vulnerable populations and critical infrastructure. And again, that's not true. That's not true. We just have to give away all of our privacy first, and that's what they're wanting. Fourth reason is to give a digital identification that it'll help fight climate change. Well, I can tell you, if climate change can go screw itself. I'm sorry, folks. Climate change, I have no use for it. The world is thousands of thousands of thousands, not millions, but thousands of thousands of years old, folks. And it will keep going on and on and on when you and I are not here, God willing. And the world has gone through multiple changes and multiple cycles. You can follow that as far as going back, as far as humanity goes. The world and certain cold places, it was one year might be hot, and certain hot places it might be cold. The world goes through cycles, folks. The world goes through cycles. And they think by this climate change that we're going to be able to alter the world. Well, Bill Gates is doing something idiotic as usual. He's an idiot. He wants to darken the sun to make it cooler. Well, this is one of Bill Gates' idiotic things. They have no idea the retribution of what they're doing. They have no idea. Zip, zilch, nada. And God have mercy on these idiot people that try this stuff. And again, they want to go back to digital ID to make it for, in other words, when things go wrong, digital identification, they think that it'll make it easier for governments to help us, which is a bunch of shit. But again, we have to give up all of our privacy. And untimely, like in your financial life as well, your digital identification is such an important part of their program. They will know what you buy, what you sell, everything else that you're doing online. I mean, it's just a bunch of bullshit. And if you think that's a good thing, you're smoking crack. So let me know what you think, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Go to rss.com/shockwave news. That's rss.com/shockwave news. Like, share, subscribe.